Man, the skies lit up last night. Man. Christine came home, and Christine's here with me. First thing you asked, was it one of those churches that we see on Mount Washington? Yes. Yes. It's a massive fire. If there's good news in these sorts of things, and there probably isn't, no one hurt.
Thankfully.
Yeah, thankfully. They made an arrest, and there's kind of a bizarre twist to it. And by the way, no determination yet, because what happens with fires this big is they're so hot, they still have hot spots, and I'm no expert, but I have friends that are. They really can't go trouncing around in there until it cools down, quite frankly, to determine cause, so we don't know what happened. We know where they arrested a guy at the scene for trespassing, not for the fire. But what happened with him and where he's from and why he was here is weird and bizarre. And you gotta stay tuned here for a second, because I want you to hear the circumstance of him and why he was actually in Pittsburgh, which is a tad bizarre. Listen to, as this thing exploded last night on Mount Washington, listen to this.
Standby for a fire 2 dispatch, zone 427, now working a non-dwelling possible structure fire, the intersection Kearsarge Street at Fetzer. First party caller reporting lots of smoke coming from this building. Get all company standby for a fire 2 dispatch, zone 427, now working a non-dwelling building structure fire, the intersection Kearsarge Street at Fetzer Street. First party caller reporting lots of smoke coming from the building at this intersection. Responding companies, 27 engine, 28 engine, 26 engine, 26 truck, 30 truck, battalion 4, 22 engine as a go-see, MAC 1, battalion 1, a safety chief. Companies coming on fire 2, 1806.
427, just be advised, the caller's now saying it's Grandview Church is what they're doing is the location, Grandview Church.
Copy that, fire on the first floor. Don't be afraid to grab the 2.5.
Come in from 28 engine, we're about to make our way to Kearsarge. Do you want a hydrant?
Definitely grab a hydrant, we might need 2.
Wow.
Come in for 27. 27, go.
We do have fire above us on this floor.
Wow.
We're trying to find an entrance on the way up.
Wow.
Copy that, fire above you. Dispatch from Battalion 4.
Battalion 4, go.
Give me the second.
Copy, request the second.
PC-4, 22 engine. We're taking a in after 27. We're supposed to be the go team, but we're going to back them up.
Dispatch from command, I have a two-story church, approximately 100 by 50. I got smoke showing from all eaves. 27 is reporting fire above
Massive
them.
Fire.
We have 2 good hydrants at this time.
Nice.
26 truck is making their way to the rear. I got a bunch of rigs on Kearsarge right now. I got 28 out front with a hydrant and 27 with a hydrant.
Command, that's all copy.
27 from command, how are we looking?
We got the Buffalo Fire knocked down here. She just got a tech for extension above us.
Reese, I'm going to try to get a crew right in behind you
it
with a line.
PC 426 engines, we have a ton of fire on the second floor here. D side,
second floor, lots of fire. Copy that.
It's amazing.
Command from safety, we have a change in smoke conditions on the Delta Alpha corner. We have heavy pressurized black smoke coming from the Delta side, top window.
Copy that. It's all coming out of the church side. That back building seems to be clear. It's all coming from the front. Operations, do you have guys crews on the second floor of the church building?
Chief, I believe 26 engines there.
Amazing.
Copy that. I'm sending engine 30 in behind them. Command.
Wow.
Unit 40. Go ahead, Unit 40. Charlie, side of this addition got a big sign on it. Danger wall damage. It's bowed. Prior to the fire, we have some water infiltration coming through.
Copy that.
Dispatch command. Evacuate the building.
Amazing.
Attention all companies for zone 427. Command is requesting you evacuate the building at this time. Again, all companies for zone 427 on Kearsarge Street, please evacuate the building per command. Time is 1843.
We're amateurs, honey, but I love the way they manage that. Calm, the plan, where they're at.
It's fascinating listening to them and the people inside the fire, like on the second floor, describing what they're seeing, and then in real time saying, you need to evacuate.
Yes, so professional.
Yeah.
And they're the best, man. Pittsburgh firefighters, they kick ass. And they realize we can't do anything here. That thing was poof.
Well, I mean, it was a risk to their lives.
Yes.
If walls are bowed,
yes,
and there's, you know, active fire, and especially it looked like the building was at a loss, there were no lives at risk. You can't risk the firefighters' lives.
Massive fire. And then this happens. Listen.
You notify arson.
I believe the fire department did. I'll check.
388.
388.
All right, the person who 25 has detained right now is considered a suspect in this fire. Arson is aware.
Copy.
388, just for situational awareness, this person tried to enter the fire, was stopped by fire, and then subsequently detained by us.
I have a crazy police report on this guy that they detained. I have a crazy background on this guy, and why he was in Pittsburgh is even more bizarre. Meantime, Scanner Mike, my brother, Mike Fisher, what is fascinating, Mike, and you know this so well because you're such a pro at this. Man, those firefighters, they got it together, man, planning, attack, where everybody's at. It's actually fantastic, isn't it, to hear?
Marty, how about them Pittsburgh firefighters?
Wow.
Amazing.
I mean, Mike, like, precise, right?
They get the job done no matter what the job is, and that's one of the great things about our fire department. They don't mess around.
And the other thing, my man, they got out of there because this thing got big fast. Big. You know that?
It got big fast. Even when they first started, we understand that not a lot of people listen to the firefighter lingo.
Right.
He said, two and a half, run the big line. That's like the oh crap line.
Oh.
Walls are bowing. Walls are coming down. There's fire above us. We're screwed. The go team. So go team is you are the backup in case a firefighter gets hurt. They're saying, we're just going to go in, figure it out. So it was that bad that they just went for it. And you hear more trucks going and numbers are going in. It's a big fire. Just listening to it, you thought, uh-oh.
It was also good to hear they had two working hydrants. That is iffy sometimes in an old city on a hill. To be honest,
we test them a lot, but as soon as you crack two working hydrants right off the bat, you're going to lead to 3 to 4 real quick. So.
yes, man, brother.
So I was like, let's get two. That's a good idea,
man, so brother.
And good old urban planning.
My man, no one hurt. Love hearing that. No one hurt.
We had one guy had some heat exhaustion, but he's fine.
My brother, you are the absolute best. So critical to folks feeling what's going on out there, man. Thank you so much. Scanner Mike, my brother, the best. Folks, that building has been a point of contention. You got to hear about this after the break.